A U.S. government-funded mobile carrier is offering phones that come with pre-installed, unremovable malware. The Lifeline Assistance Program, the affordable communication service for low-income consumers, offers phones with not just one, but two malicious applications. Senior malware intelligence analyst for Malwarebytes, Nathan Collier, uncovered and wrote about this, and he joins us live this morning on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, Nathan, how embarrassing. How did this happen?
That's a great question. So for the last couple of years, I've been seeing a rise in what we call pre-installed malware. And pre-installed malware is essentially malware that's at the system level onto the phones. So your traditional mobile malware scanner cannot remove it because you can't just uninstall system apps for security reasons. You just don't want to be able to have anyone go in and uninstall system apps like settings and different things like that. So the good reason for why you can't remove them. But it's caused us a bit of a headache, and we're seeing this more with, it originally was more budget carriers, but now we're just seeing across the board where these phones are coming with the pre-installed malware. They were obviously put on there somewhere in the supply chain, either by the manufacturer or someone that they're partnering with. And yeah, it's been kind of a very frustrating for us in the malware community.
Okay, and so these particular phones we're talking about go through this program. The federal government has made it a policy to supply access to wireless communications and even the phones to get there to low-income people, and yet here they are with this bug or malware loaded on them.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating. The particular model that we were looking at was their most budget phone. Came with a price of about $35, I believe. And yeah, it's frustrating that it does have this pre-installed malware, and you're not able to remove it, unfortunately. We do have a workaround for one of the pieces of malware on there. There's a wireless updater that essentially would be what you would use to update your OS and security patches and everything like this. But there was the settings app that also had malware code within the settings app. Now, if you were to uninstall your settings app, unfortunately, you want to be able to use your phone, or you'd have a lot less functionality. You want to be able to see anything in your settings. So it's a very frustrating situation to be in.
Do we know precisely what this malware does?
We do. So the settings app that has the added code is what we call a Trojan dropper agent. And essentially what that is it drops another piece of malware. When we first originally got the phone, it did not drop the malware, but I actually have some news as of this morning that we did find it dropping what we suspected that it was going to drop, and that is what we call Trojan.hiddenAds. Now, Trojan.hiddenAds essentially is what it sounds like. It hides ads, it puts ads in your notifications, it can do full screen pop-up ads, it can put ads on your lock screen. It's kind of just a nasty piece of malware. And what essentially it's doing is getting money every single time that pops up ad, a couple cents at a time. So you can see kind of the scheme they're trying to do. They're trying to put this on as many phones as possible, get those ads, get a little cents each one, and all kind of adds up for them.
All right. So this is not only frustrating for the user of that phone, but also kind of a form of fraud for advertisers who didn't intend to put their message in front of this particular audience.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a lot of ads, you know, are legitimate companies. They're not trying to do this. You know, they're just trying to do their job, do their marketing, and they're unaware of the ramifications.
Well, we thank you for the time this morning. Nathan Collier is Senior Malware Intelligence Analyst at Malwarebytes, who uncovered this malware loaded on potentially millions of low-cost phones that have been handed out or sold at low cost through the Lifeline Assistance Program in this country. Malicious applications preloaded on those phones and unable on the part of the user to remove them.